Om Shanti. Good morning. So today we have Brother Nanda from Malaysia with us. So Brother Nanda is been with Papa for last 36 years, and since then he has been doing godly service, conducting various thoughts, workshops and spreading Papa's message. And he has a very diverse academic background with professional training in biochemistry, psychology, NLP, automotive engineering, and for last 25 years he's been a corporate trainer, and he specializes in very high level skill training with very advanced technologies, and he's an expert at bridging the gap between scientific logic, human behavior and spirituality. So he's a very good professional and also a very experienced Baba's child. So today he would take a session on the art of being light, mastering bodiless stage. I think a very relevant topic for the current times, how to be light in all circumstances and how to master the art of being bodiless. So over to Nanda Bhai.
Om Shanti. I'm not used to sitting and talking. I'm always standing when I give lectures. So I hope you don't mind. And I can also interact with you better and see everyone. Today is not a class. It is an experimentation. And the topic is not accurate. It says mastering bodiless stage. I can't teach you that. Okay. I think only dadis and didis who can teach. But what I can share with you are a few techniques of how to experiment and then experiment and actually experience the bodiless stage. You see, in the reason Avyat Murli, Baba has said, he gave three main things in the reason Avyat Murli. He says, change all reasons to solution. But finally, he said, it's now time to experience. We cannot have knowledge only. The experience has to be there. So many of us, in my last 36 years, I've seen throughout, many of us are still struggling with a good, deep experiences of yoga. Not all. Some of us might be experiencing. So we need to correct this. And what is the reason for this? See, Baba has given three things, recently also told. The most important aspect is, Baba gave three words, you know that words. Incorporeal, voiceless, egoless. Let's forget the voiceless and egoless first. Let's just focus on incorporeal stage. Incorporeal stage simply means deep soul conscious stage. You can have many types of soul consciousness. Can we try now? You want to try now? The most basic soul consciousness, which you should have mastered after a few years in Gyan. You try now, okay? Okay, lift your hand up. Good. If both hands is very good. Now place. Testing. Why is this mic working? So now you have both hands in front, right? Now I want you to just place it in front of you and just stare, look at it, look at your fingers, your palm and your hand. Just look at it for a while. Are you absolutely clear that you feel very detached from the hand? I am not this hand and I am completely detached. Don't give me the answer. just watch and tell me, can you feel? Now bring the hand closer, move a bit further, a bit closer, a bit further. Now, is the hand moving towards you? Who's watching? Who's watching the hand moving towards you? The hand is moving towards you, but you are watching. You are the soul. Are you able to feel this? All right? Now, put your hands down. This is called detachment from the body. First experience. Moment you wake up, you must feel detached. So we must find ways to do it. Look at your hands and then feel, yes, I'm detached. It takes a long while for the intellect to accept this detachment. It doesn't come so fast. So that is why, anytime you can. So that is hand. If you are eating, you feel your food is being scooped. The hand is coming closer to who? To me. That feeling, we quietly eat in this manner. You see? Ah, so in this way, the detachment from the body starts coming to you. And this is absolutely necessary. So if you are cooking, we are talking about very, very basic level of soul consciousness. Now if you are cooking, your hands are stirring, but who's watching? Who is stirring? The hands are doing the work. That means the hands are doing the work, but I am watching. Try this and see. Now, what I want you to do is, normally when you cook, you'll be watching the food. Do it different. Experiment differently. As you cook, watch the hands moving. Just try now. Just do like this, but just watch the hands moving. You are moving. Your eyes are actually watching. Ultimately, it feels very different. You have to watch. Who is watching? Give you another example. Take both your hands, place it around your eyes. Do you feel that you are watching through a hole? Does it feel like you are watching through a hole? Keep it there for a while. It feels like you are looking out through a hole. Am I right? Who is looking out through the hole? I, right? I, me. Now, remove the hand. Do you still have the same feeling? Is the feeling same or different? No need to answer me. Some of you may not have the same feeling, right? Why? Your soul consciousness vision just disappeared. So this practice of looking out through the eyes is the whole of the window, windows of the soul. If you read Adidev Baba's first practice, this is called the stage of the charioteer. I, the charioteer, sitting in this chariot, watching through the eyes, moving my hands, but I'm just stable sitting there. Now, why am I teaching you this? Why am I sharing with you this? Let me just go out a bit. When I came to Gyan, it was 36 years ago. I was in a jungle in a university. And I took my course at 5 a.m. in the morning, where one brother had just learned something and quickly shared with me something. That's it. There was nobody else to guide. There was no BK. I didn't know any BK at all. All I knew was Baba. All I knew was Murli was there. Somehow this brother was getting, and I used to read. So I used to tell Baba, there's nobody here. I have already come so late. 1919, I'm complaining to Baba, Baba, I'm so late ready. Why you only now, only you bring me now? That time I used to cry. Why, Baba, why you bring me so late? Because everybody was telling me 1992 world will end. So true enough, there's a war, Middle East war, and people thought it's going to end. So I used to cry to Baba, how am I going to become perfect? So I used to sit early morning, and I used to tell Baba, Baba, wake me up, please. Baba wakes me up in a different way, very unusual. I will tell Baba, Baba, I'm a student, I got no time. Please wake me up. The bed will shake like as if there was an earthquake suddenly. I'll wake, I'll get a shock. Baba woke me up. Then I'll sit, but I don't know how to meditate. Because nobody is teaching me. But I will know, Baba will tell, be soul conscious. So I will tell Baba, Baba, how to be soul conscious. So I will just say, okay, Baba, let me just think I am a light. So I will just imagine myself as a light on the forehead, which is very basic practice. We should go deeper. Then I will tell Baba, okay, what to do now? That's it. I just said, okay, what to do now? What do I do? Then a that brother will say, okay, visualize a star in front of you and think you're flying across the clouds and planets. So what I will do is, I will try to fly like a Superman with my hand like this, which was totally wrong. Because that's body consciousness. Can you see? Everything was wrong. So there was no teacher. I used to tell, how to do this? So I'll sit for 1 hour. After 1 hour, nothing will happen. Method is inaccurate. What is there? The method is not accurate. Accurate method brings accurate results. So anytime there's no proper result, proper experience, method has to be changed, has to be improved. And that's why we experiment. Because experimentation teaches you something new. So then I'll wake up and I'll walk. Suddenly I'll feel like the body inside, there's a big hole inside, and suddenly I'm inside the body and something there. And I'll think, oh, this is soul consciousness. I think. So then next morning I will again try to practice. Then as we sit in the proper soul consciousness, the energy that comes in is different. Then I understand this is correct method. That's how Baba used to teach me at every point. Then as time went on, I became a bit more pakka, maybe after a year. Then I start going to center and I asked Baba. Because those days we were revising 1969 Avyat Murli, beginning. So Baba said, we start 1969 Avyat Murli, and the information there was solely for practicing becoming bodiless, Avyat stage, especially giving instructions to Dadis. So I will have this book like my Quran or Bible everywhere in my pocket. The moment I get a chance, I'll quickly read a few lines and try to practice. So in those Murlis, Baba will say, the practice of bodilessness is very important because you will have to have this practice at the end where you leave the body voluntarily. The tsunami is coming. But you will tell the tsunami, wait, I'm going to go now. Okay. Voluntary living. Not hit by tsunami and then struggle. Baba, take me away. Not like that. So that bodiless practice has to be there. So again, I used to ask Baba, and Baba used to teach me. So now I'm going to share with you one more method. So the first thing which I just shared with you is, any time when you're free, when you wake up, when you're eating, cooking, you are working through this body. Watch your hands, watch your leg, or even watch your own body. How to watch your own body? Okay, before I go into the second experimentation, let me just share this with you. Again, go back to my university days. So one day I had to go to jungle for 3 days. No food. I'm vegetarian, where to get food? People who are living there are like aborigines, the origin people, native. They are cooking and I'm supposed to eat. It's a tour of biochemistry tour. So they put me in the jungle and I'm telling Baba, Baba, I will die like this. How am I going to survive? Nobody to guide me. So I just took milk powder and banana, that's it. And morning Amrit Vela, I sit and tell Baba, Baba, you are sending me, what am I supposed to do? Telling Baba, give me some power, Baba. How do I manage this? After 1 hour, nothing happened. Disappointed. But I felt, oh, Baba, what's going to happen? In my room, in my college room. 5 a.m., 5:30, bus is waiting. I have to take the bus to go to jungle, rainforest. So I stood up. The moment I stood up, something happened. My head became detached. No, it didn't come out. I felt it was floating and I felt there was a gap. I could see my body. It was just following me. I was walking and my body was following. I just walked. And as I walked, I was bodiless. Complete detachment. I'm not sure what you call it. You may call it avyat stage, bodiless, doesn't matter. But Baba was helping me. The head was like few inches above. I walked. 3 days there was no hunger, only my banana, whatever. Everything was so easy. Nothing disturbed me. Baba was sustaining me with this help of bodilessness. It was a special help, but from there I started to talk to Baba. Baba, oh, is this how you do it? Then I tricked Sadguru Baba. How? I made a pact, deal, agreement with Baba. Another experimentation you should try. The Thursday is a special day. The Thursday is Sadguru's day where whatever he gives to you becomes permanent for the whole kalpa. The blessings. So I sat at Sadguru day. I called back my experience of the bodilessness and told Baba, Baba, can you give me this as a gift? Can you give me this as a gift? What gift? The ability to call bodiless stage as I want, whenever I want, whenever I like, experience it the moment I call it. I experiment. I called, it came. I called, it came. Then I say, go away. Then I called again. Feel it, go away. I call, let's call experimenting. Can you say, experimenting means what? Trying something you never tried. Then I say, okay, come. I will do like this. Baba, is this the correct way? Didn't work. Go away. Come back again. Let's do it like this. Let's do it like this. Let's do it like this. Slowly it became very strong. It became a gift. The meaning of gift is See, when somebody gives you a gift for birthday or any day, you take the gift, you can keep it, or you can use it. It's a gift. If you use it, you're going to be happy. It's going to work for you. So this was God's gift, and I was trying it. It worked. So now let's try the second experimentation technique. Are you ready, Ken? All right, good. So the first, I've already told you, see through the eyes. See your own body. Anytime. Second, when you are doing traffic control, this is the experiment, second experiment. Just feel around you, around the head, there is light. Just feel. Let me explain first. Bring that light. The light is not round. It's like all over. It's a sphere. It's like a big ball of glass you have put over. It's light. So as you now take a deep breath in, remember these are all experimentation. What I did, I slowly took a deep breath in. This is how I practiced that Amritvela in the beginning years. To get this as a gift, I will tell Baba, I'm going to pull the light and become a point. I take a deep breath in and I pull the light all over. The light becomes whole. And I relaxed. I didn't know what's going to happen. Remember, experiment means what? You have no idea what's going to happen. That's how scientists do experiment. They simply try something and something will come out. Exactly that's what I did. I pulled the orb of light. Point. And when it became a point, I felt I am a point and my body was like me here. Practiced and practiced and practiced. It truly became a blessing for me. I became a point. I know how to become a point. Point not here, not on the forehead. That is basic first month, second month practice. If you are still imagining yourself to be a light on the forehead, that is visualization. Because the soul is not on the forehead, the soul is you, I, inside, behind the eyes. This one we just teach, imagine you are light here. That's basic teaching. Ultimately, I am the one inside the body, moving the body back. I have now learned how to be a point. We try now. Are you ready? You want to stand up also possible? You want to sit also possible? Stand up also, maybe you won't be so sleepy. Nice. But if you got some leg problems and all, it's okay. Alright, are you ready? Ken? So we follow. Because mind runs here and there. You have to stop it. How? So use your breathing. As you breathe in, feel the light. As you stop breathing, hold it for. Hold your breath maybe 2 seconds. Careful. What I'm saying is, this is not the accurate method. We are doing what? Experimentation. Okay, get it? Huh? So let's say I can breathe in for 4 seconds. I take in 2 seconds, I stop my breath. And then I let go very slowly, maybe 5-6 seconds. So, what must you do? Sorry, I know you're standing. Okay. So, when I take my breath in, the light with my breath, 4 seconds. Hold, 2 seconds. and then slowly you can see the light. You must see the light. Your eyes must see the light coming towards you. And then the light. Relax yourself. Are you okay? Can we try 5 times? Is it okay? You got the breathing? 4 seconds. 2 seconds hold. Let go. How many seconds? About slow, slower. 5, 6, 7 seconds. All right? You don't have to use your hand. No need, huh? All right? You just imagine you can see the light around and it's going in. Okay, are you ready? Let's try. Okay, breathe in. Feel the light. Hold. Let go. Follow the light very slowly. Very good. Breathe in again. Follow the light. Hold. Let go. Stop. You're doing it wrongly. Stop. 1 minute. 1 minute. Don't move. Just listen to me. When you hold your thought, where is the concentration of light? Is it on the forehead or behind your eyes? Should be behind your eyes. Center is behind your eyes. Okay, let's try it again. Okay, are you ready? Take a deep breath in slowly. Feel the light. Hold your thoughts at the center of the head. No thoughts, let go slowly. See the light expanding. Very good. Again, take a deep breath in. The light now becomes smaller. Hold your thoughts. Let go. You try on your own 3 more times. One more time. One more time. Thank you. Please take a seat. Okay, I made you stand, but it's okay. You'll be more alert. Good. All right. So look, these are techniques. Now, if I ask you to forever stay as a point, it becomes difficult. Do you know why? It's not possible. When we sit for meditation, especially Amrit Vela, Baba will use this word, stabilize yourself as a soul. Stabilize. And then meet me. This was 1969-1970s teaching. Baba will ask first line in the Murli when Avyat Baba meets. Are you all sitting in your Avyat stage? It's the first line. Please go and read. What is he saying? Are you stabilized in your soul conscious stage? Stabilized means what? Not for a while. You see your hand. Okay, I feel I'm detached. That's a few minutes. 1 second. Maybe 30 seconds. 1 minute. After that, you go back. Stabilize means you're stable. That's okay. You can wear your glasses. No problem. The food to stabilize soul consciousness is thoughts. Thoughts are the greatest treasure. However, I feel, I think, based on my observation, many Brahmins don't know or not sure or maybe not so clear how to use the thought. I give you an example. Tell me one title. Okay, world benefactor. Is that okay? Or what do you like? Almighty authority? Which one you like? Master Almighty or world benefactor? Okay, world benefactor. So now I ask you to sit and say, stabilize yourself as the world benefactor stage. You want to try? Try for 1 minute. Don't worry about right or wrong, just try. Okay, 1 minute, become world benefactor. Thank you. Stop. I don't know what you did. What did you do? No need to answer me. But you probably did. Some rays are coming out. No, very good. You didn't do that. What else you did? You did. I don't know. Please, sister. How would that be? Very good. So she repeats some words. I'm world benefactor. I am God's child. Definitely. That's exactly how we are going to use it. But I'm going to go a bit more deeper. World benefactor is a very huge title. Cannot understand. Because we forgot 5,000 years ago. Intellect cannot understand it. Sanskar blocks. It has to be broken. Okay, now if I ask you, if you are world benefactor, why do you call yourself world benefactor? Please write the answer. Let's write the first line. Everybody should write, because I'm teaching you the churning method of going into this, all right? First line, let's write, world benefactor. First line. Put an arrow down and ask the question. Put an arrow down, that means world benefactor is your first line. Your next line, put one arrow down and ask yourself, why do I want to be a world benefactor? Please give the answer. It's your own answer. Nobody's wrong. So, first line is world benefactor. Then I put an arrow down. My question, the intellect will ask, hey, why you want to be a world benefactor? Give me an answer. So the mind will say, any nice answers? Okay. I will give, you have, sorry? Thank you. I want to give good wishes, pure vibrations to everybody. Stop. One more. Let's write that answer. I want to give pure wishes, pure vibration and good wishes. Put one more arrow down. Ask. Why you want to do this? Give me another answer. Why? To help Baba? Baba doesn't need our help. Does he need help? He is trying to help us, huh? The world is in great sorrow. Okay. Whatever answer is acceptable. Even help Baba is acceptable. It's fine. I want to help Baba to help the world. That's a great one. So third line. What did you say, sister? I want to help people who are in great sorrow. Next line. Put one more arrow, please. Next arrow. Why do you want to do that? Give me another answer. Sorry? We want to bring, transform, I use the word happiness, can? We want to bring happiness to the world. Stop. Okay, possible. You might have another answer. Please put 2 or 3 answers. Again, let's go one more. Why you want to do that? Huh? I want to become. No. You must connect. Why do you want to remove and give happiness to people? Why? Thank you. Big sister said, because that is me. Next answer, please write down. Let's go one more line. Why do you say, see, intellect is now asking the mind, why do you say that is you? Give me one more answer. Now, do you know what you're doing? You're breaking a big subject. There's so many answers. Correct. All acceptable. So, example, this is me, right? Last line is, this is me. Why do you say this is you? Because I'm like Baba. Because I'm God's child. And so many answers. Stop. Now, what you have done, we have taken a big subject and made the subject easy to understand for the intellect. So if I come and tell you, hey, you are world benefactor, you know, what do you think? Okay, that's it. There's no feeling. But if you go to the depths and pick that out, hey, do you know what's your task? Instead of saying you're a world benefactor, I will say you are supposed, you need to remove people in sorrow. You need to remove their sorrow. That's more understandable, because that we can immediately do. A world benefactor stage cannot do immediately. So a thought becomes powerful when it can be immediately be understood by the intellect. So the third experiment of how to stabilize and put energy of food into the mind, into the soul consciousness practice. That means, let's say now you have practiced looking at yourself. Maybe you sat in Baba room for 5 minutes, you look at yourself, you feel detached, and then you practice this. Okay, you could feel yourself. Yes, I can feel. But to hold it there is not possible. It will run away in a matter of minutes. This is where you feed these small, 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 powerful words. So, now I'm going to talk to myself, not from the top, not from world benefactor. I'm going to talk from reverse, see how it works. So I sit here and say, this is me. Just like God, I give happiness to people. I remove the sorrow of people around me. This is my task. This is why I am known as world benefactor. The meaning now is different. Intellect understands, sanskar will start. Oh, it becomes a virtual memory. It becomes a temporary memory. Temporary memory repeatedly done becomes a permanent memory. So this is why the thoughts, as you speak very, very slowly, the mind starts to speak slowly and it doesn't want to move away because it knows what to think. The mind moves here and there because it doesn't know what to think. Because people, we normally give you a big title and say, I'm world benefactor. But after that, the mind doesn't know how to break it. So this is how pure thoughts go on inside our head. Before we sleep. Or as you move, practice. So as these pure thoughts are there, waste doesn't come. Because waste, Baba keeps saying, don't waste. Why? Waste brings down the stage. It doesn't help us. So
So this is the importance of thought. All right? So can you please try for me one? I'm going to give you something else. Let's find some unique. I am child of ocean of love. First line, please. Can you break it for me? 5 lines. Please try. If you don't have a piece of paper, okay, do it mentally. What is my topic? I am the child of the ocean of love. Or you can put it different. The ocean of love is my father. Title. Very big title. Cannot imagine. Break it into 5 layers for me. Can somebody do it quickly? You can ask why. You can ask what. Doesn't matter. What does this mean? I can also ask like that. Why, what is fine. Okay. Can you get 5 lines for me? Try and see. We are just experimenting with it. As I said, it is by doing this, the intellect starts to see something new. That's the whole idea. I'm not teaching you anything. I'm just trying to make you see, oh, can I see something different? That's it. Each one's experience is different. Okay, some of you are good. Some of you are very fast, I can see. Okay. All right, let's do it together. First line. What did you choose? Child of ocean of love. Is it right? Of my father's ocean of love. Good. If you go with this title, frankly, for me, I cannot accept. Do you know why? I can accept. But intellect will never accept. Because intellect is intelligence. It will try to pull the sanskar and tell me, hey, don't pretend. We know what you did before. I know your whole story before. Now you're trying to put up an act, is it? It will clash. Hey, yesterday only you gossip. And now you say your ocean of love. Your ocean of love to somebody, is it? Not to everybody. Don't try to cheat me. This kind of thing. This is how. He doesn't talk, but it will do that. And so you will lose interest after 2 minutes. Don't know what you'll be thinking. Because it has not accepted big titles. So now let's start. Why do I say I'm ocean of love? Because God, the ocean of love, is teaching me. So what? I'm asking, so what does it mean? It means, right now, I've got a horrible character. But ultimately, I will become like him. This is acceptable. Can you see not? You see, you're telling yourself, I know you're horrible. But because your teacher is ocean of love, you will change. This. Now, I start to have faith. This is called faith in the self. So talking to the self develops deep faith in the self. Without faith in the self, cannot be success. Now, next line. Ultimately, I will become this. Then I ask a question. Are you sure you can do it? See, I changed the question a bit. Instead of why and what, are you sure? I'm not sure. Tell the truth. But because God is with me, I think I can. This has more power instead of pretending and trying to say great things about the self. This is how you slowly change the sanskar. To change something, we must accept the weakness and then bring the change. This is my way of saying. Your way might be different. Are you following me? Good. Now, why did I ask you to write? Double foreigners like us like to write a lot. We have books and books. Correct. We write a lot. But now it's time to change. After you write this, now, I want you to sit. This is the experimentation next. You're sitting, looking out through the eyes. you bring your title in front. No pen, no notebook. You take a deep breath. And then as you breathe out, I am the child of the ocean of mercy. What's the next question you want to ask? Remember, you're not writing. You're sitting there. Correct. So now I make fun of myself. You see how I talk to myself entertainingly. Are you sure? Do you even know what's mercy? I'm asking myself. So slow talk. Now there's a condition to this. As you do this, this is the pathway to get into bodiless stage. You see, as you speak, the pure thoughts that you are creating, the secret, why it's called pure thoughts, the pure thoughts that you are creating temporarily creates a space of purity in the intellect. See, example, before I come here, I saw that person, I had waste thought, this, thinking about everybody and sat here. Intellect is not cleaned, dirty. God's vibration cannot sit inside a wasteful, unclean, not so clean vibration. I now talk to myself. I am impure at this time, not totally pure. But as I walked in, it's already a bit dirty. We can temporarily create a space of purity. And that's why pure thoughts are so important. Without this pure thought, how to bring God inside? It's not pure, it's not clean, it's a bit dirty, it's waste. So how do we do that? So this slow talk, breathe in, remember you're doing, in between, pull yourself again, speak. Do whatever, experiment whichever way, doesn't matter, experiment. Talk to yourself slowly, condition, another condition. Do not move your body. Because the body pulls the energy away from the soul. Sit stable. Eyes focused. I'm soul looking out through the eyes. Speak. Speak. Slowly. The energy of the intellect as becomes pure, you'll automatically find your body becomes very calm. It's like your head is starting to detach. Don't move your body. Experimentation. This is your next thing you will try. Do it for half an hour. You'll really feel, I'm here, body is... The next secret. It's not a secret, it's an experience only. As I did this, pure thoughts, especially at Amritvela, I will ask Baba many gifts, many blessings, help. I ask Baba for gifts, I ask Baba for blessing. I asked Baba for help. For three different ways I've used Baba. I start with help. Sometimes I'm talking to people. Accidentally, I start to gossip. It happens, isn't it? I mean, there's nothing to pretend because the impurity is still there. Start to say something. But early morning, I already made agreement with my friend. Who's my friend? I sit in front of Baba. Sometimes I'm making this mistake.
But especially now I'm with this group of people who are completely wasteful people. I can't escape from them. Can you please help me? What is the help? What is the help you need from Baba? You need to tell Baba what, how you want the friend to help. Always. Sorry? Yeah, gossiping. Sorry, I'm now gossiping. Suddenly I forgot everything about myself and I'm about to open my mouth. Hey, you know this person started, started, isn't it? I make agreement with Baba in the morning. What's the agreement? Baba, you are my friend. You cannot let me down. The moment I start this, I want you to shoot a thought inside me saying, hey, that's wrong. Change. Walk away. This is the help I need from you. The thought will come, but do you have the power to do it? Walk away. Or you'll say, never mind, it's okay. Sometimes we compromise. Get help from Baba. So early morning, make agreement with Baba on certain things you want to change. Relationship with friend. Anyone. Now, let's go back to our pure thoughts. As the pure thoughts keep increasing, as you create more, you will become bodiless. Let's say now, you are remembering Baba in front of you. All of you know how to remember Baba. Good, now I want to experiment something. Please look in front. Not anywhere, anywhere. Don't look at Baba's eyes or what. Don't want Baba's eyes. Anywhere, maybe that side. And just imagine you are looking at Baba, point of light in the soul world. Could you just do that for 1 minute? Good, thank you. I think you definitely know how to do it. Now, let's experiment. After my first year of understanding, first year, 1991, I'm a point. I came to Madhuban first time, Pandavapuram. I asked Baba, Baba, my relationship with you is not powerful. I'm talking to you in a very normal way like any old friend. I'm talking to you, Baba, come hold my hand, walk with me, drink tea with me. What kind of relationship, Baba? This one looks very physical, I cannot accept. I told Baba straight. It looks too artificial to me. I want depth. How to get depth? So I sat in Baba's room. I don't know where, I think history hall. At Amrit Vela. Luckily, actually history hall cannot enter because men for Madhuban Yuvasi and Sevadari that time. But I silently went inside behind. So lucky the Adi Prakash when you're sitting beside there. Sitting all the dadis. Silently sit down. Very powerful vibration. Then I told Baba. Baba, you say you are Sadguru. I don't even understand a single thing about Sadguru. Who is Sadguru? Whose father means what? Are you expecting me to interact like my father? No, you have to be greater. How? This is the experiment you're going to do now. When you look at the point of light, I used to look at the point of light for hours. Finally, my intellect told me, don't cheat yourself. Then I asked, why? Yes.
Yeah, he's just looking at a star in the sky. What's the difference between looking at a star in the sky and looking at a point of light? Then I said, I'm not looking at point of light. I'm looking at God. That's where experiment changed. I looked at Baba in the soul world, changed my thought. This point of light is my Father. Let's try. So I hope you try. And when I looked at the point of light, my first thought, this is my Father, teacher, Sadhguru. My first experience in Madhuban. Exactly like this, I will do 50 times. Standing, I don't care about people. I will just stand in my room. Point of light, my Baba, Father, teacher, Sadhguru. Beginning, it was just point of light. After some time, the moment I looked at the point of light and say, Baba, the meaning changed. How can a point of light be your Father? Are you just going to look at a star? That is the Father. The intellect couldn't accept it. It's a new concept. So change it. When you look at the point, put a title or put something and experience that. Experiment like this. So immediately traffic control. Sadhguru. I don't understand what Sadhguru. Everybody asks, what is Sadhguru? They will only tell one thing. He gives blessing and takes you back home. Am I right? Anything else you know? Purify. Father, so purify. What's the difference? Amazing understanding start to flow. Only Shiv Baba is the teacher. So each one will have different experience. Experiment. Point of light, Shiv Baba, this is my Father. If you are just imagining the light is touching my face, coolness. That one I can stand in the sun also. The light is touching my face, I'm feeling the heat. What's the difference? If God's light is coming, it's not touching your face. That's body consciousness. It's going straight, intellect is charged. That is the proof of a connection. So we need to understand. That means before we do an experiment, we need to know, I want to experience something like this. Time is running, but I'll tell you two more experiences. January 18, every 18 January is special. I will trick Baba and cheat Baba and get something. Baba is my friend. So one day I made special effort. Meera Ben Dadi said 30 days of practice, Faviyat time or something like that, or 18 days. So I practiced. But I said, Baba, I'm going to practice this, like this. I want a gift from you. But I don't know what gift. Practice. I didn't care about the gift, but I practiced. Then 18 January came. Started thinking, Baba, you promised me something. Then I said, okay, whenever I am in soul consciousness and I say Mera Baba from my heart, you must come in front of me and give me powerful drishti which immediately will charge me. Can we make a deal? I speak like businessmen because I'm a businessman currently also.
Can you give me this? Baba never answered me. How to answer? But I said, Baba, this is what I need. Because my work is very hectic. I speak for 8 hours a day. I got no in-between power, energy. I need this. Then finished. Amritvela finished, 5:30. Was about to take my tea and sit. Mera Baba. Baba just appeared. Bab Tada. The energy was just flowing. I kept practicing, practice. The more you practice a treasure, the treasure becomes simple secret Baba told us. Practice, 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 practice. Anytime say this with from the heart, I will just see Bab Dada as if I'm not visualizing. I feel it's like that. Guys, maybe it's my own mind. Doesn't matter, but Baba is there. That's the feeling. See. Last, I just want to give you an understanding of Avyat stage based on my experience only, which might be a very low level experience compared to Dadi or Diti. My first Avyat experience was accidental. 1992. 2 years in Gyan. They have forced me and asked me to prepare 18 January decorations in the hall of the center. Next morning, 2 a.m., must open the center. I am decorating the hall until 11 midnight. All the others have gone to sleep. In my heart, I'm having waste thoughts. Terrible people. They all sleep and make me work. Correct, isn't it? 2 years in Gyan. I'm scolding them. It's 18 January next morning. Decorating, putting this, preparing. Because they have said, okay, you take charge. Okay, you take charge. Okay. I didn't know. So everybody was helping until 9:30. But when 9:30 came, everybody said, hey, we need to go, we need to rest. So one by one left, and I was left, and things were not finished. By the time I put up everything, reach home is 12. I'm holding the key. Because they are not going to wake up at 2. I must come and open. They gave me a key. Maybe they wake up 2:30 or 1. I'm not sure. But 2, before others come, I must be there. 2:30 program starts. 12. Slept. Scolded Baba. Is this fair? I'm so new in Gyan. You make me work. I put alarm at 1 a.m. 12 I sleep, 1 a.m. must wake up. What kind of sleep? Can't wake up. Put alarm. Scolded Baba. The moment I lie down, I'm dead. Alarm rang. Couldn't wake up. But the thought came, hey, you're holding the key. Everybody is going to get angry, upset with you. Woke up. Alarm stopped. Walked with the eyes closed to the bathroom. Shower on. Sleeping and bathing, showering. The moment water touched, something happened. Maybe it's my own intellect. My body changed. I didn't have a body, but my body was pure light, three-dimensional light. There was no flesh. I was floating. I looked down and I see, wow, where is this? As if it's very far. My sleep disappeared. Light was coming out. Got ready, took my motorcycle, went to center, opened. Everybody came. I walked. But when I walked, everybody was sitting. It felt like, hey, where am I? This, I didn't do anything. I'm totally tired. Remember, light was there, but most beautiful incident, Baba was teaching me something, how the body of light feels very light. Everything disappears, no bondage. Mind like stopped. 2 to 5 a.m. I sat. And slowly the feeling disappeared. By lunch the feeling disappeared. I became tired again, I slept. It's okay, Baba gave something. But why I'm telling you this? From there I started to think, what is this Avyat stage? Because the moment I got the Avyat feeling, it felt like, you know, people have this hooded jacket with the cover, and then long, like those olden days wizard or what they're wearing, a cloak. Now, imagine this.
You try.
Imagine, you are wearing that cloak, long cloak, or that dress with the hood. So your face is all painted black. Nobody can see you. I started experimenting like this. So if somebody see from far, what they'll say? Nothing. Because black. Like a ghost. Put a point of light here. The black thing cannot be seen. So people from far, when they see, what they'll see, they will think a light is floating inside. Am I right? They will think light is floating inside this dress. That was the feeling on that day. So immediately I sat down and said, I must experience this. It took me a while to discover how to reach there. Because the key was pure thoughts. The more the pure thoughts came, one day, maybe after a few years, more pure thoughts I created, and I became bodiless, suddenly as if there was an aura of light appearing by itself. The aura of light is actually the vibration, the pure vibration of the pure thoughts. And I felt again, I was sitting in this light. Then I understood, oh Baba, pure mind, pure thoughts creates that pure space of the intellect which creates the aura. And then we can sit inside and walk. Very difficult. Because mind has to continuously create pure thoughts. Takes time. So this is what I discovered. I have to stop. Do you have any questions? Sisters asking, can we close open eyes? Doesn't matter. If you want to close open, natural, that's very good. The thing is, if we close very long, we might fall asleep. Because the mind, sanskars or whatever, will take charge. When you close your eyes, sanskars take charge. Mind wanders. Open for a while, close for a while. Natural. We are natural yogis. Any other questions you have? Sorry, sister.
Bhai, you said that when you came into Gyan, you thought it was too late. And then you started experimenting. Like, you know, when you said you came into Gyan, it was you felt that it was too late, right? So what advice will you give who is Baba Stodla, only 18 months in Gyan?
Very good. I was thinking of this question yesterday. Sisters asking, because many of Baba's children have come very new. Some 2 years, 3 years, 4 years after COVID. Some have never met Avyat Baba, physical. And We all, our drama is different. But Baba's condition is one. You come late or you come early, the amount I give you is the same. So that's the point. So you have very little time, those who have come late. How do I capture everything? How do we capture everything in that short time? Use accurate method. But there's benefit in it also, because if you see the olden days people, like Karuna Bhai was sharing a few days back, he couldn't accept Baba when Baba came in Avyat, because he's so used to seeing Baba in physical. It took a long time for them to accept. So when new children come without having seen Baba in physical, you are actually having a special chance immediately to experience Baba in the subtle avyakt form. Baba has promised every Amrit Vela you can meet and talk to him. You'll have deep experience of avyakt stage if the method is accurate. Method must be accurate. So take as much as possible using the right method. That's the best I could answer you. Very good. Okay.
Thank you, Nanda Bhai, for the experiential session. It was very useful.